This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pleased to talk to Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com, also a contributor of Sports Radio 810 in KC, and an author of a couple of books, Patrick Mahomes, Showtime, and At Last, which tells the story of the 2019 Super Bowl, the first. Matt, you're getting to be a veteran of these Super Bowl trips, but what's different about this one in New Orleans?
Obviously, the one thing that's different is the piece of history that they're chasing, trying to win three in a row. And, you know, they've got a couple of draft classes that have just done nothing but win Super Bowls. I was talking with Dave Merritt, the defensive backs coach. You know, back in 2022, they drafted five defensive backs, and he called them the Fab Five. And he said he told them when they drafted them, then got them all together, he said, "You guys are going to make NFL history." And they got a chance to do that on Sunday. And so that's really the biggest difference. I mean, there's still, you know, some of the questions. I mean, obviously things about officiating that get asked. And certainly the Chiefs, if they're not the villain, they feel like the villain. They're trying to portray themselves that way. So I don't know if I remember, you know, first Super Bowl, it seemed like everybody was rooting for the Chiefs.
Right.
I don't know if there's a whole lot of people outside Chiefs Kingdom rooting for Kansas City right now.
How have you, as someone who covers the team extensively, handled this idea, conspiracy theory, that the officials slash league favor the Chiefs in their big games?
Long before I covered the team, I was a fan back in the day when I was a kid. So I see the long 50-year view of the NFL and Chiefs. And there were plenty of times that the Chiefs fans probably thought that the NFL world was absolutely rigged against them. They had a lot of struggle. They had 50 years of a drought. The players certainly, they don't think and believe anything. And there's not. I mean, let's face it. We know it, the NFL's not rigged. Do the Chiefs get some calls? Maybe. Did Tom Brady get some calls? Probably. But at the same time, I've also seen this team have a lot of bad luck. You know, last year, they probably lost three games last season just because receivers dropped passes and they turned into interceptions. So I feel like luck, in a way, finds a way to sometimes balance itself out. But I also, you know, from watching this team and frankly, you know, watching what the Patriots did and watching what other teams do, I mean, at the end of the day, talent and execution overcomes, I think, bad luck. And if you don't have those two things, you can have all the good luck in the world. I don't think it's going to help you.
Yeah, not a big believer in luck myself. It seems like the Chiefs know exactly how to win. And regardless of what it looks like, they don't really care. We're spending a few minutes with Matt Derrick, who's there in New Orleans on Radio Row, covers the Chiefs, is a writer for ChiefsDigest.com. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What's different about this team that's notable in 25?
It continues to be more experienced. I mean, even though they have new faces and there's younger players that come in, you know, the experience is there. I mean, there's nobody I'm not going to say nobody. There's fewer people who are wide-eyed about this whole experience because they've been here before. What is different about this team, maybe compared to last year and the last couple of years, is that you've got some guys like DeAndre Hopkins and Hollywood Brown and Kareem Hunt, Charles and Minnehue. Even though he was around last year, he didn't get to play in the game because of an injury. You know, for those four guys, this is a chance to, you know, really cement their NFL careers. I mean, that's the one thing missing on their resumes is a Super Bowl. They're getting the chance to go through this playoff run. I mean, you can see, I mean, these are all older guys, you know, around 30 plus, and they seem like little kids going through this whole experience because it's to them, it's the one thing that they've been chasing their entire careers to get to do. And to see a future Hall of Famer like DeAndre Hopkins right. embrace that and just be one of the guys. I mean, he walked into this locker room and just seemed like he just fit in day one and was just another player. You know, he doesn't ask for special treatment or anything of that nature. He's just been all about the ring, and that's how all those guys have been. I mean, this has been maybe the first season where you've really seen maybe the Chiefs effect of their success drawing in veterans who want to come and try and get a ring. And those four in particular, I mean, have really fit in with this team and have really helped out.
Matt, how much does the experience of the core group help them manage what is now a circus around the Chiefs? Pretty much everywhere they go, everything they do.
Yeah, I thought it was very telling Wednesday morning with Mahomes talking about what moment, you know, the worst moment, might be the bottom moment that stands out the most. And he immediately said, just short answer, it was, you know, losing the Super Bowl to Tampa Bay. And that has been a constant reminder. I mean, you know, Patrick Mahomes is 17-3 in playoff games for a reason. And one of those reasons was that loss to Tampa Bay. He reminds this team and new players coming to this team every single year throughout the entire season, you do not want to know what it feels like to be on the losing end of a Super Bowl or an AFC championship game. So that's the one thing the players learn immediately. I mean, even Beyonce says sometimes the high expectations that this organization has for players. You have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Chris Jones who are telling these young guys, yeah, it's great here. We win a lot of games, but the one thing that you do not want to do is you do not want to be the ones to mess it up. You don't want to know what it feels like to lose a big game. And I think that message has absolutely permeated throughout this organization. And when the new guys come in, that's the first thing that they learn.
Matt Derrick is with us from New Orleans. In addition to covering the Chiefs, you also have a couple books out. One of them is Patrick Mahomes Showtime. What do fans not know about Patrick Mahomes?
I feel like you probably know just about everything you need to know about Patrick at this point that you should. But I think that probably the thing that, you know, maybe he just doesn't get enough attention for is just his sense of humor and how down to earth that he is. You know, I know a lot of people may want to hate him because he's so good and he wins a lot and he beats your favorite team and all those things. He's an incredibly down to earth person for, you know, given that he's one of the most, you know, recognizable people on the planet. It's really amazing. I mean, he always has time for you, always has time for fans. Kansas City is a pretty, you know, down to earth kind of place. And most superstars can get around in Kansas City without any problems. Patrick, Travis, Taylor, those are probably the only three that, you know, get bothered at the grocery stores and get questions for autographs. But, you know, Patrick handles it amazingly. And like I said, I mean, he's one of us. I mean, he's at his heart, he's a goofy kid who likes to play video games and probably eat junk food, too. That's probably what contributes to the dad bod. But, I mean, to me, he's just one of the most normal, goofy, down-to-earth superstars you're ever going to meet.
And yet, we tend to see something new from him or unique from him almost every time the Chiefs are in a big game. I've heard him try to explain that, but from your perspective, watching this team grow, morph, get more experience, how uncanny is it when they continually snatch victory from the jaws of defeat?
He's really embraced the, you know, one of the concepts that Andy Reid has for practices and training camp, OTAs, you name it, which is to test your boundaries, find out what you can do. And that philosophy was born for Patrick. I mean, you know, if you sometimes attend a training camp practice and you watch a team and you see the quarterbacks and you see a quarterback checking down, Patrick Mahomes is not going to check down during a practice. I mean, he's going to see what he can get away with. And, you know, and that was a big story his rookie year was just, you know, how many interceptions that he seemed to throw. Andy Reid all along was, hey, he needs to test his windows. He needs to figure out what he can and can't get away with. And almost to a T, I mean, you know, usually whenever he's done something particularly amazing in a game, you ask his teammates about it, and then they'll say, yeah, he did that in practice once. So, I mean, he practiced like he plays, and I think that's a big part of it, is if there's any situation that he sees on the field, he's not particularly fazed by it, and two, he's tested it out. He's done it before. He's experimented with what he can get away with and what he can do.
Maybe I missed something, Matt, but why all of the questions about Andy Reid and retirement? Did he hint at it at some point and I just didn't hear it?
Okay, here's the kind of inside scoop on it. Because one of the things you have to know about it is that Andy Reid has a dry sense of humor. So a couple of years ago at the Super Bowl, he was asked about, you know, possibly retiring, and he made what he thought was an offhand joke, but it was just a dry joke that wasn't understood. And so then it just ran with it that, hey, you know what? Andy Reid's thinking about when, if he wins this game, might retire. And there's been a couple of maybe, I don't know, people who enjoy clicks and like getting attention to continue to speculating that he's going to retire. But the man just, you know, in April signed a new contract extension that makes him the highest paid coach in the NFL, and it runs through 2029. He's not going anywhere. And every time that we talk about this with him, you know, he says he's talked to friends and colleagues and, you know, guys who have retired and asked them, you know, when do you know it's time? And everything they always say is that they say, well, you'll know when it's time, but the time is not when you got the quarterback that you got right now. So if you're talking about Andy Reid riding off into the sunset, I mean, I think it's a lot more likely he rides off into the sunset when Patrick Mahomes does than anything on his own terms.
That makes sense to me, considering how prolific they've been as a team. How would you describe or characterize the relationship between those two? Because it's central to their success.
Yeah, I don't know if they would exactly describe it as father and son. They kind of get close to describing it that way sometimes, and I think they're too in touch with their male emotions to say that out loud. But it seems like it is kind of that. I mean, I think the age difference is too much for it to be brotherly, and there's too much boss-employee for it to be that way. But Andy Reid clearly, you know, cares about Mahomes. Mahomes respects and, you know, really loves Andy Reid. They get along incredibly well. I mean, they've talked about the fact that they will be looking at plays and they'll come up with the exact same ideas and see things the exact same way. And I think that's a big reason why this has worked. I mean, it's kind of been that way since day one. These two are kindred spirits, and especially when it comes to playing
Amazing.
Football. I just feel like if Patrick Mahomes had landed with any other organization, he'd probably be a good quarterback. I don't think he'd be what he is. And Andy Reid's the same way. If he didn't end up with Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback, don't think he'd ever be on the brink of trying to win three Super Bowls in a row.
You mentioned the members of the Chiefs who can get recognized in the grocery store, and I love that you throw Taylor Swift in there as well. Andy Reid, certainly recognizable, but another star on that coaching staff is Steve Spagnuolo and the way that he has been transformational with the defense. What do people need to know about the mad scientist of the blitz?
Yeah, I think one thing there is that he has the same type of attitude on defense that Andy Reid has on offense. Nothing too crazy to try. There's nothing too aggressive to try and pull off. What you have to do with it is that you have to have the experience and the trust to do it. And, you know, that's what you've seen with Spagnuolo since he arrived in 2019. His defenses have just gotten better and better every year. It's just been an upward trend. And look at that situation against Buffalo back in the AFC Championship game on that blitz on 4th and 5 against Josh Allen. There was not a single guy on that defense that did not know what blitz that Steve Spagnuolo was going to call. George Karloff just told me, he's like, hey, you spend every day 6 months of the year with a guy, you learn how he thinks. And so they've got so many veterans on that defense now that have been a part of the process for a while. That allows, you know, Spagnuolo to be more aggressive. He was not as aggressive back in 2019. And he'll admit that and tell you that, yeah, I mean, until you get the players that have the experience and understand what you're doing and they all trust each other and know each other, you know, you can't get away with some of the things that they get away with now. So that continuity has been a big part of it. But he's such a great teacher. That's what the players really love about him, too.
definitely not a coincidence that this incredible run began in 2019. As you point out, you've got a core group that's been together that includes the man affectionately known as Spags. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. All right, as they head into this game, how do they match up with the Eagles?
The way the Eagles are constituted right now, with some of the injuries that they've got along the offensive line and at the linebacker position, I mean, I think that the Chiefs are matching up really, really well. And I certainly sense a quiet confidence among the offense this week that they feel like that they've got some things in their bag that can really work. And, you know, this kind of even goes back a little bit to, you know, the complaint about the Chiefs maybe winning too many close games and that being a sign of weakness. To a degree, and I think the playoffs have started to bear this out a little bit, the Chiefs have a lot of tricks in their bag, but they only pull them out when they need them. And they just didn't need them very often during the regular season. Now you see, getting into the postseason, and you see just the tricks that they do have, and that's why I think the Eagles are going to see a lot of unscouted looks, both offensively and defensively on Sunday. And I think that's going to be a big part of how they respond to that, how they handle that. I think this game's going to be won in the trenches, though. And, you know, with the Eagles' offensive line banged up, especially the interior, dealing with Chris Jones, I think is going to be a difficulty. The Chiefs' offensive line on the other side has had its own problems, but they play well as a unit. And Joe Tooney's brought a lot of stability to that left tackle position. He may not be the perfect body for it, just those 32 and a quarter inch T-Rex arms.
Oh my gosh.
I joke about the fact that I don't know what happened at the Skynet factory, that they built Joe Tooney and turned him into a Terminator and didn't give him 36 inch arms. If they had, he'd probably be like the all-pro left tackle of the last 10 years. It has brought a lot of stability to that offensive line, and as long as they protect Mahomes and the Eagles have, I mean, they have a very good defense, but like I said, the middle of the field at the linebacker level, they've got some injuries, and Oren Burks was with the 49ers and was tasked with guarding Travis Kelce last year in the second half of that Super Bowl game after Dre Greenlaw. There you go. Finally fills into my head. If there's an opportunity, the Chiefs, I think, do have an opportunity over the middle of the field to attack this defense. And if they can find some ways to get Travis Kelce and Xavier Worthy the ball over the middle of the field, I think there's an opportunity for some mismatches there.
Matt, before I let you go, I feel like now you could turn into a Super Bowl food critic, considering the number of cities that you followed the Chiefs to. How does the food in New Orleans compare?
It's moving into a number one with a bullet. I mean, you know, Vegas is a conglomeration. I mean, it's great food, but, you know, it's just everywhere. You know, it's taken from everywhere. Is there a Las Vegas cuisine other than the buffet?
I don't think so. I think steakhouses, maybe.
Yeah, it was good and expensive, but, you know, there's not like anything that stands out. Oh, you got to have this. Miami was pretty good, too. Hey, anytime you get to the coast and get seafood, you're good there. Phoenix, I mean, bless their hearts. I mean, they're kind of the same way. I mean, I don't really feel like there's a Phoenix cuisine, except I had obviously fantastic Mexican food there the entire week.
Yes.
So that was nice. I'm more of a chicken guy than, you know, anything else. I've already had some pretty good chicken here in New Orleans a couple of times. So I'm going to try more chicken throughout the week, too.
Nice. Matt Derrick covers the Chiefs for ChiefsDigest.com. Also a contributor on Sports Radio 810 and a couple of books as part of this incredible Chiefs run. Patrick Mahomes Showtime and also At Last, which is the story of their very first, the 2019 championship. Actually, I should say their first in a half century, which is why it's such a perfect title. You can find him online at Matt Derrick.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
D-E-R-R-I-C-K. It's great to connect with you. I know you're busy, so thank you for a few minutes.
Absolutely. Always enjoy talking to you, Amy. Take care.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.